The next day, we got a new film in. It was something about how Julie Andrews wasn't going to be pushed around anymore. We watched it once, and then we watched it again with the reels mixed up, just to be different. Johnson wanted to get the kids from the village up to the base, but a captain said we couldn't do that. So Johnson and a guy from Delta Company worked on a way to get a generator down to the village so we could show the movie to them. For 2 days, we didn't do anything. Nothing. We didn't have any formations, patrols, nothing. Beautiful. A new supply of insect repellent came in. Lieutenant Carroll said that it was good for making Molotov cocktails. Pee-wee wanted to know how come he was thinking about making Molotov cocktails when we had all the explosives in the world right in camp. Good point. Lieutenant Carroll was a decent kind of guy. He talked a lot about Kansas, which is where he was from. His parents had a farm near Hayes, and his father was proud of him being an officer in the Army. He told us that about his father being proud of him being an officer, twice. It was like he didn't know what to make of it. For Sunday chow, we had roast beef, mashed potatoes, peas, carrots, carrot cake, and milk. We seemed to be having that quite a bit. After chow, we put the television on, but nothing was on. Nothing at all. All we got was static. Brew wrote a letter to President Johnson saying that if he wanted us to fight, he'd better send us some good televisions. And we all signed it. Then we threw it away. Then we watched the movie again without the sound, and we all had parts to play in it. That was the best showing of the movie, especially with Pee-wee as Julie Andrews. We listened to the news on radio and heard about peace talks in Paris. There was a lot of talk about how we were kicking the living crap out of the communists, too. "Turn that up loud as you can," Pee-wee said. "Make sure them Kongs hear it." We heard stories. Stories about fighting in Dak To and down south in Pleiku. But we weren't doing any of it. I thought about it, though. I wanted to know how it felt to shoot at a Kong. The way I thought about it mostly was thinking of what I would say when I got home. Maybe even what I would say to Kenny. Kenny always looked up to me. He couldn't play ball as well as I had when I was his age, and he didn't do as well in school. Maybe it had something to do with Dad leaving when Kenny was 4. He saw all the fights between Dad and Mom, and I think it hurt him more than it did me. I had basketball, and I was good in school. Later, with Mom drinking so much, all Kenny had was me. I wanted to tell him that I did something in the war. I couldn't sleep most of the night. When the rats weren't running around in the dark, the mosquitoes were after you. Pee-wee said that the mosquitoes ran patrols for the rats and afterward they split up their catch. I had to go to the bathroom, but I didn't want to go out to the outdoor latrine. In the first place, it stunk too bad. And in the second, as soon as you pulled your pants down after dark, the mosquitoes bit your ass.